Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you have kids, you know that this pandemic has been tough on their emotional health. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says up to 80% of school-age children are now struggling with mental health challenges. So the Education Department has released new guidance for K-12 schools to help, including hiring more staff and ending punishments like suspensions. Some schools are already doing more to support their kids. Amy Fireisel of North Country Public Radio reports on how Sackett's Harbor Central in northern New York has used much of its federal stimulus funding to open up an academic, emotional, and mental health support center.
High school senior Nicholas Arthur pops into the Sackett Support Center a couple times on a typical school day. He likes to settle into one of the bean bags scattered on the floor.
It helps, like, at least me, helps to come in here and just do my work.
It's a welcoming space. There's a hot chocolate station, games out on tables.
Or I'll just come in here to relax, like, when I have a stressful day.
Kids hover over the puzzle table, trying to find just the right piece.
This dude goes next year.
I found this girl's dress.
Okay.
No, on the other side.
The Sackett Support Center is designed to be a haven. It's also the first place middle and high school students can go when they're not okay. They used to go to the principal's office.
Before we had the center open, I would say that I was dealing with a lot of kids that they are dealing with now.
That's Sackett Harbor Central's principal, Amy Fiedler-Horak. Crying kids, angry kids. She says any student who couldn't stay in the classroom went to the principal. Federal stimulus money gave them a chance to rethink that process by creating the center. Fiedler-Horak says it's been a lifeline for staff.
Without it this year, I don't know how we would be functioning, to be quite honest.
That's because a lot of kids need support right now. The pandemic has taken a massive toll on students' mental health, says Superintendent Jennifer Gaffney.
We have at least one or more students in crisis every day.
That's a lot, she says, considering they're a K-12 school with just over 400 students.
It can tax our systems. We have one school counselor.
It's an issue schools everywhere are having to confront. A recent study published in JAMA Pediatrics found that cases of depression and anxiety in children nearly doubled in just the first year of the pandemic. At Sackett's Harbor, kids spent the last year in and out of school. Some are now back in the building for the first time since the spring of 2020. Others got used to staying in one classroom, socially distant, not talking much. Jennifer Berry is co-director of the Sackett Support Center.
I've said to the kids, the last year that you had a normal year was 3 years ago. So it's going to be an adjustment. And I think that kind of helps them because they feel like they should be able to handle it. And I'm like, it's okay. It's okay.
So there's a lot of like...
Berry runs the center with Sonia Esposito. They're both veteran teachers, and they were chosen to staff the center because kids have always gravitated towards them. As full-time teachers, they never had enough time to spend with kids. But now they do. And they've been busy, says Berry.
So we have some kids who come in for academic help. I've had parents contact me saying, you know, my daughter just texted me and said she's crying. Can you go talk to her? And I've had teachers deliver students who are in tears.
Some need to be referred on to the counselor or school psychologist. But most, they say, just need to talk it out, have a quiet moment and a friendly ear. Berry and Esposito say kids are finding themselves overwhelmed by things previously considered normal. Like eating lunch. The cafeteria reopened this fall, and that's been stressful. Esposito is on lunch duty, and she stands on the raised steps at the end of the cafeteria. As the school bells chime, she scans the room as kids emerge with lunch trays. I can see the uncertainty on a lot of kids' faces. Esposito sees it too.
Am I seeing someone that makes me comfortable? Do I feel safe? Is there too much chaos? Is everyone fooling around and making me anxious?
Last year, they ate in their classrooms with the same kids every day at their desks. It was predictable and quiet. So for some kids, the Sackett Center is their retreat from the chaos of lunch, says Berry.
We have some kids who are regulars during lunch, and I've told them, you know, my goal is for you to be in your classroom, you know, 5 days a week for the whole period, in lunch 5 days a week, but I get it, you know.
It's like a re-socialization program. And the kids are looking for that connection. The center had over 900 visits in the first 4 weeks of school. It's been so popular that Esposito and Barry had to institute a pass system.
I thought you spell it.
During one period, kids joke with Barry around the puzzle table.
I thought she said like a sale.
Me too.
Like an actual sale.
Others play Uno with Esposito.
What goes on that one?
This will give you an idea how badly kids want to be here. Cell phones aren't allowed, and students are still coming. Most aren't actively in crisis, but I get the sense that being here is helping a lot of students never get to that point. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Feiereisel.